is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. For credit card debt, if you're racking that up, everybody is actually. They're just trying to survive because you're having to pay out a whole lot more money for the same products. People are really trying to slim it down and trying to go without and pay their utility bills that are outrageous. And the cities are robbing you blind. Mine is too. My utility bills have gone way up. The taxation's gone way up. And I know what you're fighting. And I'm fighting all the same things too. It's really sickening. It's sickening. It's the same people in power in your city and county, just like I have, that just don't care. They don't care. They don't care about you. They care about their careers. And so if you're racking up credit card debt, please go to donewithdebt.com. They are fantastic. Donewithdebt.com. You'll love them. Okay. They're going to help you negotiate your rates down or help you get rid of your credit card debt. I mean, wouldn't you like to do that? I'm sure you would. But they're rock solid. They're very, very good. I highly recommend them. Done, like you're just done, donewithdebt.com. Okay. I want to play a clip for you. I want to play what we're up against. Now, this goes back to my first hour with Dr. Kirk Moore. And if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that on podcast later at katedalyradio.com, because they're denying him basically his defense in court, the state attorneys. They're trying to sue him as a physician, that they're trying to accuse him of not giving the shots, giving saline instead. So when people asked for the shots and they didn't want it, or not asked for it, but didn't want the shot, you know. So anyway, I just want to play this clip because this is what you're up against. This guy was on a show called Shots Heard, and he's received over $200,000 from the vaccine companies. Now, when you listen to this, it's 3 minutes, and I want you to listen to how many holes are in his argument. And he's basically mocking anyone that does research. He's mocking anybody that looks into anything when it comes to health, okay? So listen for the holes, but this is kind of this is the logic they're trying to use against people that actually just want to know what they're putting in their body. Here you go.
That I think the anti-science community does particularly well in their use of narrative is weave this narrative that doctors are in bed with pharma, or pharma's in bed with the government, or there's chemtrails that are, God knows, spreading what. But one thing we don't, right, nobody likes to be duped or taken advantage of. And so that's part of one of the stories they weave in. They're getting you. You don't know it, but they're getting you. Let me tell you how they're getting you. We aren't doing a particularly good job of doing what Jamie just referenced of what's the ulterior motive, right? The ulterior motive for purposely pushing disinformation typically comes down to profit. I am pushing disinformation because I have an alternative I'm trying to sell you. Use my crystals or my essential oils. You don't need to vaccinate against polio.
You guys realize how many holes are in polio, right? It was toxic poisoning that caused polio symptoms. Okay, here we go.
Or they come from politics. I'm trying to gain leverage by pandering to a particular group. Don't let government tell you what you need to put in your body or your child's body. Vote for me. I'll make sure that we change that. So there's a political gain. And then there's just a power grab. And sometimes that's pushed by hostile foreign nations who are absolutely intent on creating distrust in institutions like the overall government or a health ministry or the CDC or the World Health Organization.
How many times have they all been caught lying to you? Creating distrust in how dare people create distrust in the government organizations?
And so I see, you know, messages out here about, can you, you know, aren't there two sides of the story and shouldn't we just push the pro side of the story? Well, the algorithms and the AI behind social media absolutely preferentially selects and amplifies the scary messages.
Do you really think that's true? Or are we canceled more from Facebook? Are we, if you say anything against the narrative, you're the one that's canceled. AI isn't using and preferentially selecting the scary messages. What they're doing is they're canceling you.
You know, in traditional media, if it bleeds, it leads. And in social media, I always say, if it scares, then share. And that's exactly how it works. So again, as Michael said, these aren't public highways, but they're information highways that oftentimes get tax dollars and tax breaks and have very precious few tunnels that we travel on or pipelines, and they are controlling the message. So actually, science and fact is being silenced because it ain't particularly sexy.
The science that has screwed us up so many times isn't sexy.
No story is going to come out today saying 10 million people were vaccinated today and nothing bad happened. That goes boop and is gone. But two or three stories of, it made this woman walk backwards and she can only now speak in an accent. Well, that sounds freaking crazy, but I'm going to click on that. Let me see that. And I mean, that's how it works, people.
That's how it works, people. Yeah, I know. There were so many lies in that video that I don't know where to start. This guy gets paid by pharma. He gets paid by pharma to tell you that the media is preferential to you and not the government. The government owns the media. So basically mocking you for questioning the government. You know, the caller mentioned, one of the callers mentioned that it's just hard because now people are so prideful. They can't go back and go, I made a mistake. I listened to the government and I shouldn't have. And I've got all these health problems now. Are we more prideful than curious? Has pride taken root now? Are we just the prideful community? So of people that say, well, I took it. All my health problems couldn't possibly be associated with the very only thing I changed because of pride. Probably. Is the weather destroying our wheat crops? Probably. Are we going to be able to have planting going on? Probably not. We're having a lot of things mess with things. Our food supply and our health. This guy does not want to answer the question that I just posed in the beginning. And that was, so why are 80% of us dying of cancer? We all listened to the government, didn't we? We all took their shots. We did everything they said to do. Growing up, right? They said it was good for us. So why is everyone dying of cancer? Not everyone, but about 80%. Why? If everything he's saying is true, this guy gets paid $200,000 from vaccine companies. Why isn't the proof in the pudding? Why aren't we seeing results? If there's anything I've learned over the last 13 years, it's to look at what actually happens, the results. I'll give you an example. Like somebody can say they're a fan of mine and they're a politician, yet they show nothing that shows that they're actually a fan, that they actually believe in truth, that they actually like truth in radio. Okay. Oftentimes they'll do that to get brownie points or get people on their side, but they don't actually do anything. Okay. And I've seen this over and over again, and you can ask for the proof in the pudding. The proof in the pudding today is how many people have cancer that didn't have it. Only 5% had it in the early 1900s. 5% had cancer, and now we're up over 80% have cancer. Those are well-laid plans, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? We have election fraud. We have weather tampering. We have all of these things. We can see the proof of it when you see that Biden, King Fraudalite, was the most popular man in history, and you know that's not true, okay, then you know there's election fraud all the way down to your city and local races, and this is what they try to protect. Here in my little area, they call it the Red Dirt Mafia because there's a lot of red dirt around me. It's everywhere, you guys. It's everywhere. And I'm telling you that we have a lot of work to do to get people to understand that there's people like this, that the clip I just played, there's people like that out there. And there's so many lies in his tape, I don't even know where to start. And they're selling it. They're selling it. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.